Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is a company that has the principals in that, they have over 80 years of ammunition procurement experience between the three of them. These guys have they keep 50 million rounds of ammunition on hand. So in the event that you ever get out there and worry about, well, like M855 ammunition, when they sold out of that, they replaced it with other ammunition with the same characteristic, the 62 grain, all the other stuff, just by a different name, so that if that was something you had to have, they had it available to you. And you can check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. My opening up, the Lock and Load now has a resident rant writer, Tank Funicello, Matthew the Tank Funicello, and his inaugural missive is up on the website now, and we're going to lead with this simply because it is very pertinent. But I do want to say this. I ordered something from B&H Photo earlier this week, and I noticed on its festive trip from Masbeth, North New York, that they stopped at the UPS station in Baltimore. Somebody's an idiot. But it has left, and it is on time, so I am okay. Now, if you look at what's going on in Baltimore, Your mind has to start thinking, because we've seen this before. Which is what? That's today. Is that today? That's today. This is the 23rd anniversary of the L.A. riots. They started in South Central Los Angeles, and then they spread out over other areas, and over a six-day period within the L.A. metropolitan area in California. There was widespread looting, assault, arson, and murder occurred during the riots, and estimates of property damage were around $1 billion in the 90s. The rioting ended after soldiers from the California Army National Guard, the 7th Infantry Division, and Marines from the 1st Marine Division were called in to stop the rioting when the local police could not handle the situation. In total, 53 people were killed, 2,000 people were injured during these riots. And then there was the Korean shopkeepers. The Korean shopkeepers got out there. The business owners got together. And they decided they had to protect their homes and businesses when the LAPD pulled back. And the Korean shopkeepers showed up with M1 carbines and pump-action shotguns, semi-automatic AK-47s and Uzis. And there were running videos of running gunfights on television with the Korean shopkeepers keeping the rioters at bay. They forced the groups, the mobs, to pull back. None of the Koreans suffered any bloodshed. Then skip ahead 22 years later. Ferguson, Missouri, November 2014. Riots and arrests happen once again. not at the same intensity and length and strength of the L.A. riots, but still scary enough for the citizens of Ferguson that had to live through the mess. Once again, there was a group of business owners, this time a tattoo shop. It was right next door to a gun shop where the employees stood outside of the businesses located in a strip mall with AR-15s and AK-47s. That situation ended with no bloodshed and no businesses damaged. No shots were fired. Now, the situation is very much the same as it was in Ferguson, and more or less the same as the L.A. riots. And what is the main difference, you ask? Well, you already know the answer for that. In Baltimore and in Maryland as a whole, you can't own the weapons mentioned above. That I just mentioned to you, the AR-15s, the Uzis, the M1 carbines. You can't own them. Can't own them. You can't own standard capacity magazines either. There isn't any open carry of handguns or rifles in the city as well. At the time in Los Angeles, open carry of long guns was allowed, and there was no assault weapons ban or standard capacity magazine ban at that time either. Same situation in Ferguson, Missouri. And the common thread here is the ability or the inability of people there to protect themselves from the aggression of numerous people. The people of Baltimore were held hostage by their own government, left by their own government. Their mayor said, we're going to give them room to destroy, and they pulled back. And, you know, those businesses are owned by people. They have put everything they've got into it, private property, public property. She pulls back. She's out there. You know, she's an elected official. She should be looking at that stuff and saying, I have a fiduciary responsibility to protect everything in this city. I am the mayor. Instead, she's out there saying, we need to appease them. Country wants you to believe that there's, you know, you have no use whatsoever or any need for a semi-automatic box-fed ammunition device holding rifle. And you don't need the standard box magazines to go with them. And you can look at these three examples and you can see how patently false that assertion is. This is an example of civil unrest. We've also seen natural disasters like Katrina and Hurricane Sandy, where once again the police pull back. The police pull back. The next time a Katrina comes and a mayor steps up and says, we're going to take the guns, I think that's going to end badly. I think that's going to end badly. Especially if you get out there and broadcast it, whoever you may be. That's going to end badly. I completely get where the police are going to pull back, and I completely get where government simply can't handle certain things. You're not going to take my means to handle those things. I know you don't like that, but that's okay. I don't like it either. Coming up next in California will be earthquakes. There will be earthquakes there. They're telling people there that they need to be ready to survive for up to two weeks. And for those of us that are like me, we have no desire to break out plate carriers and helmets and evil black rifles and all that other stuff and run around in full battle rattle. But if it's necessary, it is necessary. And for those of us that actually know how to do that, you, the government, that will be pulled back and not even be engaged and won't even know what's going on until you come and check it out, you don't need to come in here and try to make things better. We'll handle that. We don't want to run it. I don't want to run it. I certainly don't want to run it. When you come back in and take over, that's fine, but you're not going to take anything I have. You're not going to take anything I have. I don't want to shoot anybody, but it's time, and, you know, being ready, when you're facing violence, you have to bring violence with you. And if you're not ready to bring violence with you, well, you may have to suck some up. I'd like to welcome Tank Funicello on board with Lock and Load. You'll be seeing more of his stuff as time goes on. He's up. His first piece is published. Top of the page. Go check it out. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is, I mean, just a huge repository of ammo. Huge. And what they carry, I spoke with one of them yesterday. What they think, what they believe they carry are the main calibers that most people are going to want. And, I tend to disagree with that on a small basis, but, their company, so And if they have 9mm, they have so many choices of 9mm, you can't believe it. Whatever they show on the website is in stock when they on any given day. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. In the chat room, and I wish I got to tell you there, Steve, I wish I'd been the one to say it. For these people in Baltimore, if they want to make a change, they don't need to ride into Walgreens and CVS and Best Buy and loot it, burn it. They need to head for City Hall. They need to go to the police department. They need to go where the oppression is if they're feeling oppressed. CVS and Walgreens and Best Buy and all these other places do not oppress people. Only the government can oppress people. Good point, Steve. I wish I'd said that. Good for you. This is what makes the ninjas such an interesting group of people. Here's the thing. Okay. In Baltimore, they have woken up now to, they look like Mogadishu. Well, no, they don't look as good as Mogadishu. Matter of fact, Mogadishu looked pretty bad for the military. They look like any, you know, Iraq, Kandahar, wherever you want to look at. And that's because this was not, you know, this was not about Freddie Gray. This is not about some low-level drug dealer dying in police custody under shady circumstances. The rioters don't know Gray. They didn't know Gray. They don't care about Gray or even seriously care about allegations of police abuse. This isn't about poverty. There's poorer communities around the nation. They don't act this way. This is about looting, and this is about street piracy, and then the terms of the street, this is about getting me mine. Now, so far, the injuries being reported have been primarily cops. And for those that have, you know, comparatively speaking, I would have to say that these guys have acted under a bit of restraint. And maybe too much in dealing with these mobs. Right now, it's a little difficult at this particular moment for me, with what I've seen in print, to determine the extent of the damage. There have been numerous fires. The looters have been cutting fire hoses and attacking firemen who are attempting to put out the flames. Anecdotally, which is the only way we can confirm this, some stores inside the riot zones were not destroyed because their owners took up arms to defend their businesses. That's what we're hearing. And a visible display of force. They can't go out on the street and do that, though. They can't do it like the Korean shop owners did. Because Maryland is a may-issue state, which means it's a no-issue state. They don't issue. An average citizen simply cannot legally carry a handgun for self-defense in Maryland, and the perfect firearm to conclusively put down mass riots like this, semi-automatic evil black rifles, as the tank was talking about, are also outlawed. So you have to be, you're sort of like, you're sort of like England, because all you've got available to you is shotguns. How many times is it going to take for this nation to look out there and understand how huge the disparity is between any community and their government and their law enforcement? How long is that going to take? What's it going to take to get everybody to understand that? I get it. I understand it. I'm not a rocket scientist. This is what Garand and Lawson warned about in their book, A Failure of Civility. At the end of the day, you can look at your mobile phone. You can look at a phone booth. You can look down the street. You can look for a car with a light on it. You can hope somebody's going to show up in the nick of time and save you from getting beaten or murdered or raped or whatever. At the end of the day, if you want some guarantee of self-defense, you're going to have to take responsibility for it. You are responsible for that. You're responsible for your own medical care at first. Yes, you are. If you aren't prepared to defend your family, how can you possibly expect anybody to come in and seek to defend that which you won't defend? I mean, you got to think of it in terms of your priorities. And your priority has to rest with yourself. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake said too many people spent generations building up this city for it to be destroyed by thugs who, in a very senseless way, are trying to tear down what so many have fought for. This is after she said we need to give them room. This, and one thing they're finding out is that a lot of this is being put together on social media. There was an online flyer that advertised a purge after school on Monday starting at Baltimore's Mondawmin Mall. The Purge was a film that is about a dystopian society in which all laws are suspended for a 24-hour period once a year. And they were calling for a purge. At the same time, you know, I'm also hearing that the same sort of mechanism was in play in Ferguson, which I don't know why we're just now finding that out. But apparently social media is being used as an organizational tool, which, you know, doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me even a little bit. But here's what you have to get. There are some people in the United States today that aren't Muslim. They're not communist. They're not Democrat. They're not Republican. They just want to see something burning. They just want to see somebody bleeding. They have no agenda other than they just want to see somebody hurting. And that whole sort of, that is much worse than any lone wolf attack you could possibly imagine, in my opinion. Because you never see when it's going to happen. And then when it does happen, it happens right in front of you. I watched video last night of some of this stuff happening. And, I mean, they're coming right up to them and throwing garbage cans of stuff at people and everything else. And, you know, it's just, and, of course, nobody can do anything about it. I feel bad for the people of Baltimore who've been sitting back and believing politicians saying, hey, this will make the city safer. I feel bad, and at the same time, I don't know what you expected. I don't know how you expected it to be any different. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Wide selection. They don't claim it, I do, though. I look at what they got. They have a wide selection. I don't know what you would compare it to, but looks pretty wide to me. And a deep, deep selection. 50 million rounds on hand. I don't know, you know. I wish I'd known about them during the panic buying. I might have bought some ammo. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Paul Leitner Wise was the guy who came up with Leitner Wise Rifle Company, LWRC. And a while back, he wrote an article where he talked about during the assault weapon ban period how development on the platform, the M4, M16, AR-15 platform, ceased. They still built them, but as far as improvements and everything on those guns, that basically ceased because there was no civilian market to sell it to. You gotta have some outlet in case the military doesn't buy something if you're going to develop something and go through all the costs and everything else. Since then, since the assault weapon ban has sunsetted, there has been a great many improvements made to the military hardware. But the military hardware, at the end of the day, is nowhere near a BTMS gun, which a lot of the guns that you and I can buy at Academy Sports and places like that are better than mil-spec. That's what BTMS stands for. Now, right now, and I agree completely with Bob Owens at BearingArms.com, they should not let people who don't know anything about guns write about them. There should be authorized journalists for guns. Yes, David Kodrio. Right now, the Army is talking about doing things to improve the M4 carbine. Now, what they're talking about, M4A1, and this would include a free-floating barrel, a modular trigger, quad rail mounted around the free-floating barrel, which is something that you find in all kinds of guns off the shelf nowadays that you and I can buy. And then there's retired Major General Robert Scales, who does not like the M4, M16. He says that It's another attempt by the Army to make the M4 look good. If the Army wants to improve the M4, fine, but it's not a weapon suitable for high-intensity close combat in extremes against an enemy who's basically matching us in weapons performance in a close fight. His problem with the M14 is that it was, in its original configuration, it was developed as a gas impingement weapon. That means they're using the impingement to extract and expel the empty brass casings after the round is fired. That's what cycles the gun, is the gas system. Whereas AKs use something called a piston system, which I have a piston AR made by Adams Arms, which you can buy piston kits and stick on ARs all day long. And yes, you can. It may run a little cooler. It may run a little cooler. But let's cut to a few things, okay? What the Army is looking for is they're wanting to do what is referred to as COTS improvements, commercial off-the-shelf upgrades. They want this so that the M4s they currently have will perform better or as well as the better-than-mil-spec guns that you and I buy on a regular basis. Civilian companies are driven by customer demands for more accurate and durable and reliable AR-style firearms. And there's most of the deficiencies within the M4, M16, AR-15 platform have been corrected. Now, you've got the gun shop commandos that will get out there and tell you, well, you got to have a piston gun because, you know, that would run the steel case and it runs dirty and it runs hot and it just runs. I fired many. I've gone through many classes with gas impingement guns. I do have a piston gun, and they're exactly right. It will never stop shooting. But I've never had a gas impingement gun stop shooting either. I have had a bolt that wasn't lubricated correctly stop, but not because of the gas system. I've had one, and I've been shooting these things since 1984. So, while you've got the armchair mall ninjas and the gun shop commandos and the retired generals, and remember this, retired generals like McChrystal and this cat right here, I don't know what axe they've got to grind. Being a general means your ego gets stroked every time you inhale. And maybe they just want that attention. I don't know. But you can attack the direct impingement system all you want, folks. There's a lot of people that run these things, and they put, I mean, there's been some better than mil-spec AR-15 rifles that will go more than 20,000 rounds without cleaning. Now, in the military, even in combat, if you go out on a patrol and you don't even fire the gun and you're in the sandbox, there's a serious cleaning going on that night back in the barracks, if you go back to the barracks. So they're always getting cleaned. They're always getting cleaned. The AR is a mature weapon system. The military's problem here is that they are woefully behind the curve when it comes to keep up with small arms technology, as they have been throughout American history. If there's a new technique that comes out for shooting and Chris Koster or James Yeager wants to do it, they just do it. In the military, if you want to put a new technique out there in the training doctrine, you have to write a TM or a FM, a technical manual or a field manual. You have to submit it to the training command, TRADOC, and then it has to be looked at and studied for a couple of years, and maybe one day it gets actually implemented. And by the time it does, you're probably out of the Army by then. So the military has an enormous scale they have to try to stay within because they have to keep things within certain parameters. But it's very basic, and it's not that hard to, the stuff. The basic rifle marksmanship is supposed to be at a sixth grade level. Scales is exactly right. He's very critical of the M855A1 cartridge. It does not work nearly as well as the 77 grain MK-262. Now, here's the thing. While the M4 is a mature weapon system and everything, there's possible upgrades that could be out there. You know, a lot of people say the 5.56 round is a little anemic, okay? Although we know the 77 grain round will knock you down a couple of shots. We've gotten into this short is better thing. I mean, There were no short-barreled rifles. I'm sure there were short-barreled rifles when I was in the military in the 80s. Never saw one. I never saw one. They were all 20-inch, 18-inch rifles. Now we're down to 16 inches and everything. You know, there's people that would like to see an adoption of an 18-inch barrel with a mid-length gas system and a cartridge in the 6mm, 6.5 Grendel family. You know, something bigger. That would provide better short-range terminal performance and more consistent mid-range accuracy. And that's going to be very expensive. We are $18 trillion in debt. We don't have the money to do that. The reality here is that the Army M4, the M16, the AR-15 is going to be with us for a while. And the military needs to get off their fourth point of contact and make this system work. And everybody's saying, how can you hope to stand up to the military? Your AR platform, with the exception of not having, you don't have the chatter switch on the side, I know that. You can't make it go full on auto. But besides that, you're probably better off. You are probably better off. You've made it more ergonomic. You've made it run the way you want it to run. You've done what you want it to do. And you're probably better off than anything you could get issued in the military besides having that fully automatic selector switch on the lower. You're better off. Better than mil-spec. And there's, by the way, there's more AR-15s than there are M4, M16s in the United States by a large margin. Large. All right, we'll be right back. On Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of heart and body extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of heart and body extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order heart and body extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and body extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. I was dry fire practicing with my Glock 34 in the break, and I was just thinking, I need to go ahead and just order 1,000 rounds and take this sucker out and get it done, since I know somewhere now where I can go get the ammo and they're going to have it when I shoot it all up. I can go buy the 1,000, shoot them all, buy another 1,000, just keep on in. AmmunitionDepot.com. Jennifer Carlson is a University of Toronto sociologist, and she is looking at America, and she sees America splitting into two factions, the free and the unfree state. She wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal, and she says it's no longer making sense here in the United States to talk about a national gun policy, but instead to recognize the widely divergent trends at the state level that are taking Americans in different directions, both technological, cultural, and, of course, political. Carlson has long included gun culture in her writings, and she looks at gun culture as a plurality. She looks at different factions of the gun culture. Americans, in general, that being me and you, she says, generally adopt guns as part of the adoption of a citizen protector role that involves taking on a position of full responsibility in society. Black Americans take on firearms as a counter to hostile police and distrusted authorities. Women take them on as a self-defense measure. They also, let's just hear that happen. Click that and it goes away. They carry, you know, they're looking for things to carry for self-defense, and there's a specially packaged segment of guns and ammo and everything put together for them. So the gun culture is not a monolithic entity. Different people have different reasons for having them. Although there's lots of reasons that overlap among all of the subsets of the gun culture. But that divergence also involves gun policy, and which sides, and with the sides dug in different states, some of these states are headed in different directions. Gun control initiatives try to follow the approach blazed by the gun lobby, shifting from the national stage, trying to go into the state level like, you know, California, Colorado, Connecticut, and Washington State. Now, in Colorado, there's been an enormous blowback from that. So we don't know how that ends up. We don't know where that goes. just because they actually had a success there and in Washington State. And we see things happening in California with the Peruta case. And we see Connecticut with their mass defiance on gun registration. We don't really know how that ends up right now. Just because they have passed certain things does not mean that these things are not being fought on the local level. Colorado is a sterling example of what you can do on the local level. Vermont recently defeated background check measures after having been the gun lobby was outspent by the gun controllers 5-1. So, I mean, it's the grassroots is a powerful, powerful entity. Don't sell yourself short on this. With the gun debate focused on state-level politics, as heightened, you know, they used the high-profile shooting to exacerbate the division between these two Americas. I become the harbinger and pusher of death whenever there's a mass shooting, as do you, because we believe that that anomaly does not mean that my rights have to be taken away. I don't mind telling you, I am a mercenary type. I do not look... I look at every one of these things as an opportunity to engage these people simply because they finally come out of the woodwork because they're fair-weather fighters. They do not get out there and want to fight the fight on a daily basis, only when they think they're going to win, only when they think they have the wind at their backs. So every time this happens, I'm having a good time. I deplore the loss of life. I deplore the fact that I wasn't there. Put me there. I don't know how good I'm going to do, but I'll be there and I'll do my best. And I'll fight back. Pretty much off the table. Obama couldn't get him. We should look at that and say, well, you know, we've got this socialist, communist, Kenyan, Muslim, whatever you want to call him, and he's been trying to get gun control, and he couldn't make it happen. He went full on after Sandy Hook. He couldn't make it happen. Support for gun rights is trending upward, and it continues to trend upward. It has been trending upward for years, even with gun controllers pushing to exploit every horrific crime they can possibly push out there. Now, in California, Colorado, Connecticut, New York, you do have intrusive gun laws, but more states loosen laws after Newtown than tighten them. Texas is about to allow open carry. This will be gigantic because in Texas, Texas is not the deep red conservative state you think it is. Texas has got people coming from all over the country to live in Texas because of the economy. I think Texas is the 13th largest economy by itself in the world. And they're bringing their politics with them. So the fact that they are actually pushing this and going to succeed in this is huge. And Carlson suggests that seeing guns in the open reduces the taboo about firearms and gun ownership and makes them part of the accepted culture, makes them part of the mainstream. We become the yawn factor, like I said. People who are gun rights supporters, say, out of New York or Connecticut, who finally get fed up and they move somewhere like, say, Arizona, even they are taken aback in Arizona seeing the open carry of firearms and the fact that people look at that the same way you do, seeing somebody with your Samsung Note on your hip in your little leather holster or your little clip case. Gun controllers say that gun ownership is declining. That's not happening. Unless there's a bunch of old fat white guys that they claim own all the guns and we're actually chopping them up, which I'm not doing that. This flies in the face of soaring gun sales figures and industry numbers showing that the percentage of first-time gun owners among gun buyers is about 25%. For all guns sold, about 25% are to people that have never owned one before. Unless we're dumping them in landfills, they're not correct. Ownership will be increasingly polarized politically and geographically as the time wears on. Pew numbers reflect just that, with growing numbers of gun rights supporters amongst conservatives and moderates and rising support for restrictions among liberals. Geographically, the South and the Midwest show biggest support for gun rights, with rising support for restrictions in the Northeast and West, California, and in the Northeast coastal states. Something about, I guess, it must be the ocean air. So the overall national preference for gun rights is what they have to work with, and it's going to be a difficult road to hoe, or row to hoe, rather. Policy-wise, it's easier to break down on a state level. And this is how the federal system, strictly speaking, is supposed to work. Okay, that's the sad fact. That's not to say that individual rights of any sort should be subject to a majority vote. Not ever. But to the extent that there's a critical mass anywhere for more state intrusion that can't just be blocked, authoritarian laws should be inflicted only when they're most strongly favored and not exported elsewhere. So what's happening in New York doesn't happen here. We don't have a SAFE Act in North Carolina. gun grabbers, by the way, will be more inclined to go for smart guns, but they will be completely upset to see a 3D gun printed. Completely upset. So, you know, that's what I have long theorized, that there's going to be two Americas one day. We're going to wake up one morning, just like the people in Baltimore are, and we're going to see a different kind of landscape. And that's the federal system. And then for those that are, you know, self-defense aficionados, gun aficionados that live in these states, while I fully support them wanting to fight and make their state better, you know, what's the answer for them? What's the answer for them? A right delayed is a right denied, right? I don't know what the answer is. Coming up next hour, if we can get a hold of her, we're going to get with Stacey Bright. She is a female combat pistol instructor. She is a writer, and we're going to talk about women and guns, because that's all she deals with. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.